Do you like coffee?
Mm-hmm. My mama says that I was the only child she's ever seen that liked everything. There was never anything I didn't like. Everything they put before me, I always liked it.
Well, we could have fried a skillet of fish.
Oh, I wouldn't want you to. It'd probably be too hot to.
No, see, we build a fire. It don't make no difference.
Doesn't it
get
awfully hot when you build a fire?
It gets kind of warm, but it's all the air coming in the window. Did you like that bonbon?
I liked it. It was really good. That's a really good candy.
That's what them little youngins called them. We call them bonbons, and they call them bonbons.
Oh, I didn't know what they were called. I've had coconut candy, but not just like that.
I even make candy myself.
Oh, you do?
Make fudge and make pie, cake. I even make cakes without eggs no more.
Without eggs? Good. I don't think I know how to do that. Well, that's a really good, oh, I know. What do you call those things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road?
Horseshoes.
And then you said that they...
Have you got your tape going?
Yeah, I do now. what do you nail the... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it wasn't going the right way. I'm going to have to ask you the horseshoe question again. Now, what do you call the things that you put on the horse's feet?
Horseshoes.
Yeah. And then you nail those horseshoes onto the...
The horseshoe nails.
Mm-hmm. And then the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto are called the...
Hoof. Horse's hoof.
Do they put them on all four?
Well, sometimes they just put them on the front feet.
Sometimes they put them on all four of the
mostly they do.
Mostly.
Come on all
of them. What did they call a male sheep?
A ram.
And what about a female sheep?
Well, a doe, I reckon. Not a doe, I can't think of that. I really can't think what they call.
Have you ever heard called a yo?
Yo.
Or a ewe?
Some of them call them a ewe, but I think that's what it really is.
But you've heard it called a yo?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they raise sheep for?
Well, they raise them for the wool, mostly.
When a hog is first born, what do they call it?
They call him a pig.
And then when it gets what about when it gets a little bit older?
They call him a shoat.
When he leaves
his pig stage, when he's
a shoat.
And then when he gets leaves that, that way he's a hog.
And then it's a hog.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now what about a male hog?
Well, they always called him a boar in my way of hearing him called.
Well, now, what if you,
They call him, some of them, they call him a male or a boar.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you had a male hog, and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would they have to do to him?
Well, we altered him.
Mm-hmm, they altered him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after they were altered, what did they call them?
A bar.
And, now what would they call those stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles.
And what about those long teeth they call that?
Tusk. We just called them tush.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't call them tush, we called them tushes.
We call them tushes. Mm-hmm. Sure, I've heard that. My mama calls them. Now the thing that you put food in for a hog would be a
trough.
And if you had three or four of them, you'd say you had three or four
hog troughs.
And did they have any wild hogs around here?
They ain't none now, no more. They used to be all over the country here, wild hogs did.
What did they call them?
Wild hogs, all I didn't know.
Oh, what would you call that noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? Makes a kind of...
Bawling's all we ever called him, is a bawling. For his mommy.
Bawling, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And what about the sound that a cow makes at feeding time?
Oh, we used to call it a mooing for feed or something like that.
What about the sound that a horse makes at feeding time?
Nickering for his feed.
Mm-hmm. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
And what do you call one of those things that kind of a portable thing to haul chickens around in?
A coop?
Yeah.
Got one of them right here in the yard.
Do you?